Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day two. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you about 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for, why you appreciate it, and to thank God for whatever it is. Let's begin now. Now we'll move on to a petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray for someone we care about, saying something like, God, give my loved one hope for blank. Right? For example, God, give my mom hope for a happy future. Let's take about 20 seconds of silence to pray. Our scripture reading today comes from Genesis chapter 15, verses 5 through the first part of verse 18. God took Abram outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. He also said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans, to give you this land, to take possession of it." But Abram said, "Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I'll gain possession of it?" So the Lord said to him, "Bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, and along with them a dove and a young pigeon." So Abram brought all of these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half. Then birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. And as the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Then the Lord said to him, "Know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and that they will be enslaved and mistreated there. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out of it with great possessions. You, however, will go to your ancestors in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure." When the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared, and it passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, "To your descendants I give this land." We'll close today by meditating on the verse that says, "Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Then the Lord said to him." So let's take a few moments now to meditate on what it means for God to speak to us in thick and dreadful darkness. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
That mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. come to thee, O Israel. O come, O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai in ancient times didst give the law in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice. The shades of night and pierce the clouds and bring us light. Rejoice, rejoice. Thank you.